The holidays are expensive. You're paying for gifts, travel, decorations, food, and before you know it, you've blown way past what you were planning to spend. Don't start the new year off with bad money vibes. Download Rocket Money to stay on top of your finances. The app pulls your income, expenses, and upcoming charges into one place, so you can get the clearest picture of your money. It shows how much to set aside for bills and how much is safe to spend for the month, so you can spend with confidence. No guesswork needed. Get alerts before bills hit, track budgets, and see every subscription you're paying for. Rocket Money also finds extra ways to save you money by canceling subscriptions you're not using and negotiating lower bills for you. On average, Rocket Money users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Start the year off right by taking control of your finances. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
And joining us, he is Cliff May. He's the president and founder of the Foundation for Defense of Democracies. And we want to talk to you, Mr. May, about the fact that this is the one-year anniversary of that Iran nuclear deal. The White House says, oh, man, this is the greatest thing since Persian sliced bread. Well, they say it's working. First of all, how do we know that Iran is not continuing their efforts to develop a nuclear weapon?
Well, actually, we know that Iran is continuing to its efforts to develop a nuclear weapon. It may be doing so more slowly. There are certain parts of the program that it has delayed for a while. But we also know, and we learned on it last Thursday at the same time that there was a hearing going on in the House in regard to this, that German intelligence had realized that Iran has illicit proliferation activities meant to advance its chemical, biological, and nuclear programs. All that was going on last year. All that continues to go on this year. So in other words, what they've done is say, okay, on a few things we're not going to move ahead, but illicitly on other things we are moving ahead, and we dare you to do anything about it. And the administration hasn't done anything about it. In fact, in one case, it's rewarded them. They're not supposed to produce heavy water. They produce more than they're allowed. They said, whoops, we're so sorry. We'll send it to you. Will you give me $8 million in exchange for that?
Oh, my gosh.
And we did. And actually, Mike Pompeo and a number of other congressmen passed a bill yesterday. We'll see where it goes, saying, no, we are not. We should not be rewarding Iran with taxpayer money for violating the agreement, the JCPOA, the Joint Comprehensive Plan of Action.
One of the things that was supposed to happen here was is that if we got this deal with Iran, that they were supposed to clean up on their human rights issues. Have they gotten better or worse in that regard?
Worse. They've been emboldened. And by the way, that's not in the agreement itself. It was sort of what President Obama and John Kerry said is, listen, if we have this agreement, we come to an understanding, we're going to support the so-called moderates over there, and we're going to see a change. And that's very important because this agreement has sunset clauses so that every restriction on Iran goes away in a certain number of years, whether or not their behavior has changed. Their behavior has actually gotten worse. They are supporting more terrorism than ever before. Their human rights record in recent months has gotten worse as well. They continue with proliferation. They're meddling in more parts of the region. There is no way they haven't gotten anything but harsher over this time. And they continue to attempt, successfully, I would say, to renegotiate the agreement, to make new demands.
Yeah.
For example, we've lifted sanctions and given them access to $100 billion in frozen funds. But their economy is in recovery, that's for sure. But Ayatollah, the supreme leader, Ali Khamenei, doesn't see the economic outcomes he wants. And he says also, if you continue with sanctions or add sanctions for such things as terrorism, I'll walk away from the agreement. That's why we keep giving them more. That's why John Kerry is going around the world, sort of like the Chamber of Commerce, talking about the great investment opportunities now available in Iran.
So let me ask you, this whole economic angle, the fact that John Kerry is out there trying to sell Europe on the idea of doing business with Iran, I thought that our Secretary of State, I don't know, maybe should be trying to sell the idea of doing business with America. But you know, Boeing just made this major deal where they're going to be selling commercial aircrafts to Iran. And many proponents of that, including the administration, will say, well, this is good for the American economy. Iran, we need to bring them into the world. This is going to open things up in Iran. Is it true that most of the money that is actually being made over the past year after these sanctions have been lifted are going to individuals who are in the hierarchy of the Revolutionary Guard?
that's always the case, and to the Revolutionary Guard itself. And the Russian Revolutionary Guard is very much an organization involved in spreading terrorism around the world. A big part of the difficulty with this Boeing deal is that the planes could be used, the Iranians are promising they won't be used, but could be used to support terrorism, could be used to support the Iranian Revolutionary Guard Corps in Syria, Hezbollah in Syria, the Houthis in Yemen. At the very least, Congress should be demanding that the White House guarantee that the planes that are any planes that are sold to Iran will not be used to support terrorism and aggression against Iran's neighbors. The problem is, once you get a deal like this, Boeing can't help itself, suddenly becomes an advocate for Iran because they've got an investment there, they've got an ongoing relationship there, and so they're going to want to turn a blind eye. And that's what the administration has been doing all along. It keeps turning a blind eye because it wants this agreement to have been a success. It's a legacy project.
Mm. Well, it's not a success. I think we can all agree on that. So we're going to have a new president one way or the other ere long. How should we fix it when the new president takes office?
There are different plans for that. There are those who say because it's an executive agreement without congressional support, without public support, you can get rid of it right away. I think that's probably difficult to do. I think it probably needs to be unraveled slowly. One of the ways you can do it, and I would this would be my recommendation, is you simply do what you promised to do. You hold Iran's feet to the fire. You say, now, if you're violating in this way or that way or that way, there will be ramifications. We're going to do things to you if you violate the agreement and we see it, or you don't allow inspections the way you have promised to do. There are places where uranium has been detected and the International Atomic Energy Agency can't get in there to see it. And then what they'll do is they'll say, well, then we're walking away. And at that point, you have to put some real pressure on this regime, which is a major strategic threat. So all the Republican candidates, or a lot of them, were saying, I'm going to get rid of this on the first day. Probably not. You want the Europeans to see who's at fault for the failure of the agreement. And that is the Iranians, who, again, continue to negotiate and renegotiate, make more demands, and generally are having their demands be met. They're getting appeased.
So presumptive nominee for the Republican Party, Donald Trump, is heading into Cleveland next week for his convention. And I think that there should be some content up on that stage, either by the nominee or by many of the other speakers who are up there, about this Iran nuclear deal. What do you want to hear from Donald Trump? What kind of message do you want him to send going forward about what his steps will be if he gets the Oval Office?
Look, I think I'd like to hear from both Republican and the Democratic candidates the following, that they understand that the major strategic threat in the world right now at the United States is jihadism in all of its forms, and it takes on a Shia form as well as a Sunni form. The Islamic State is a danger, but the Islamic Republic of Iran is no less of a danger. This is a regime that continues to believe in death to America. It has the intention. It is trying to develop a capability. We must stop it from developing that capability. That's vital, because once they have it, once they are nuclear armed, we are looking at a conflict that is much worse than if we nip this in the bud.
Yeah. Do you have any hope that you will hear that from Hillary Clinton or anyone standing out the DNC stage?
I have some hope. I think right now she's very tied to the Obama administration. Obviously, I don't think we know exactly what she believes. She has various advisors. Some of them, I do think, at least recognize the threat that Iran represents. Whether or not they will convince her that it is vital that under her watch, Iran not continue to proceed towards nuclear weapons capability, while it is, and it is right now, the leading and most active state sponsor of terrorism in the world, as well as an egregious human rights violator at home, as well as a nuclear proliferator, that she may think, I cannot let this happen under my watch. I haven't given up all hope.
Don't tell me Cliff May isn't an optimist. President and founder of Foundation for Defense of Democracies, and you can find his latest editorial, Obama's Iran Experiment, over there at townhall.com. Thanks, Cliff May.
Thank you.
It's 7:15.
Planet Fitness has everything you need to get stronger just around the corner, so you can give everything you've got. Whether you want to crush a few reps before class with our expanded strength equipment or sweat it out on your way home from work. With over 2,800 locations, there's a Planet Fitness close to you, and most are open 24 hours. Join the club today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month. Cancel anytime. Deal ends January 30th. Are you coming? Planet Fitness. We're all strong on this planet. See club for details.